What is to come in Spanish?
Venir.
Venir.
How would you say I can come here?
Puedo venir aquí.
Puedo venir aquí.
How about he can come here without any special emphasis?
Puede venir aquí.
Puede venir aquí.
How about the doctor can come here?
El doctor puede venir aquí.
El doctor puede venir aquí.
Turn it into a question and say, can the doctor come here?
El doctor puede venir aquí.
El doctor puede venir aquí.
What was the word for immediately in Spanish?
Inmediatamente.
Inmediatamente.
So how would you now say, can the doctor come here immediately? Literally, the doctor can come here immediately.
El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
What is I go or I am going in Spanish?
Voy.
Voy.
And he goes or he is going?
Va.
Va.
He is going to.
Va.
Va.
He is going to with emphasis on he.
Él va.
Él va.
He's going to come immediately.
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
Of course, it might not happen quite as quickly as that. So you may be told it will be a moment. A moment in Spanish is...
Un momento.
Un momento.
Un momento.
Un momento.
So how would someone say, a moment please?
Un momento, por favor.
Un momento, por favor.
Again, how would you say, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
And how would you say, I have fever?
Tengo fiebre.
Tengo fiebre.
If something has been happening to you, you may be asked how long you've had it for. Someone might say, since when, for example. The word for since is...
Desde.
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 And when is...
Cuando.
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 It sounds quite like how much. What was how much in Spanish?
Cuánto.
Cuánto.
But what is when?
Cuando.
Cuando.
Again, and what's the word for since that you've just learnt?
Desde.
Desde.
So how would you say since when?
¿Desde cuándo?
¿Desde cuándo?
What is the word for what in Spanish?
¿Qué?
And do you remember how to say what do you do, meaning what's your job?
¿Qué hace?
¿Qué hace?
Which part of that is the do in what do you do?
Hace.
Hace.
Now, That actually means both do and does and makes in Spanish. It has several meanings. So you can use it for does, but also for makes. Again, what was since in Spanish, since?
Desde.
Desde.
How would you say since makes?
Desde hace.
Desde hace.
Now, saying since makes is similar in a way to when someone asks you since when, you might say, oh, it's been going on for 2 hours. But in Spanish, you'll express that by saying since makes 2 hours. So you ask someone since when, and they'll reply, oh, since makes 2 hours. It sounds unusual in English, but it's very normal in Spanish. So again, how would you say since makes?
Desde hace.
Desde hace.
2 hours in Spanish. 2 hours is...
Dos horas.
Dos horas.
So how would you say since makes 2 hours?
Desde hace dos horas.
Desde hace dos horas.
And what was the word for when that sounds similar to how much? What was when?
Cuando.
Cuando.
So how would you say since when?
Desde cuando.
Desde cuando.
So that's a question. Simply asking since when? When did it happen? For how long has it been going on for? To answer, you'll say since makes however long. Again, sounds unusual in English, but perfectly normal in Spanish. So say, it's been going on for 2 hours, literally, since makes 2 hours.
Desde hace dos horas.
Desde hace dos horas.
How would you say it's been going on for 3 hours?
Desde hace tres horas.
Desde hace tres horas.
What is the word for typical in Spanish? Typical.
Típico.
Típico.
Because words in English that end in ic or ical become ico in Spanish. So how would you say it's typical?
Es típico.
Es típico.
Now, it is in Spanish, that S can also mean he is. Or she is, or you are. How would you say you are typical? It'll be just the same.
Es típico.
Es típico.
How do you think you'd say you are diabetic?
Es diabético.
Es diabético.
Now, note that the word for diabetic in Spanish, which is...
Diabético.
Diabético.
Ends in an O. So this is appropriate for when you're talking about a man. So again, if you're talking to a man, how would you say you are diabetic?
Es diabético.
Es diabético.
So, once more we have that O there from Roberto or Mario or Angelo. But, if we're talking to a woman or about a woman, then in that case, it's going to be more like Roberta, Maria, Angela, and it's going to end in an A. So, talking to a woman, how would you say you are diabetic?
Es diabética.
Es diabética.
What do you think asthmatic would be in Spanish?
Asmático.
Asmático.
How would you say to a man, you are asthmatic?
Es asmático.
es asmático.
But how would you say it to a woman?
Es asmática.
Es asmática.
The word for serious in Spanish, serious, is actually the word grave. Grave. You can say that in English. You can say, is it serious? But you can also say, is it grave? Is it gravely serious? So the word for serious is grave. How do you think you'd pronounce grave in Spanish?
Grave.
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 How do you think you'd say, it's serious?
Es grave.
Es grave.
Let's change the intonation and turn it into a question and say, is it serious?
Es grave.
Es grave.
Answer, no, it's not serious.
No, no es grave.
No, no es grave.
Let's try another scenario now. You're unwell and bear in mind that you're going to be a man in this scenario. How would you start by saying, I am ill, I am unwell. Can you recommend me a doctor?
Estoy enfermo. ¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
The receptionist asks you, is it urgent?
¿Es urgente?
Say, yes, it's very urgent. Can the doctor come here?
Sí, es muy urgente. ¿El doctor puede venir aquí?
The receptionist says, one moment, please.
Un momento, por favor.
A minute later, she says, he's going to come immediately. How would she say that?
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
The doctor arrives a little while later and comes to see you in your room. The first thing he asks is, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Tell him, I have been sick.
He vomitado.
He asks you, do you have a fever?
¿Tiene fiebre?
Say yes.
Sí.
He asks you, since when?
¿Desde cuándo?
Say, for 2 hours. Literally, since makes 2 hours.
Desde hace 2 horas.
The doctor says, can you tell me?
¿Puede decirme?
Are you diabetic?
¿Es diabético?
Say no.
No.
Are you asthmatic?
¿Es asmático?
Say no.
No.
He examines you further and then decides. He says, you have sunstroke.
Tiene una insolación.
You ask, is it grave? Is it serious?
¿Es grave?
The doctor says, no, it's not very serious, but you cannot go out today. You cannot leave today.
No, no es muy grave, pero no puede salir hoy.
He leaves you some rehydration salts and says goodbye. Tell him, thank you, goodbye.
Gracias, adiós.
Let's try this again, but this time as a woman. How would you say, I am ill, I'm unwell. Can you recommend me a doctor?
Estoy enferma. ¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
The receptionist asks, is it urgent?
¿Es urgente?
Say, yes, it's very urgent. Can the doctor come here?
Sí, es muy urgente. ¿El doctor puede venir aquí?
The receptionist says, one moment, please.
Un momento, por favor.
A minute later, she tells you, he is going to come immediately.
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
The doctor arrives a while later and comes to your room to see you. He asks you, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Say to him, I have been sick.
He vomitado.
He asks you, do you have a fever?
¿Tiene fiebre?
Say yes.
Sí.
He asks you for how long, since when.
¿Desde cuándo?
Tell him for 2 hours.
Desde hace 2 horas.
He then says, can you tell me?
¿Puede decirme?
Are you diabetic?
¿Es diabética?
Say no.
No.
Are you asthmatic?
¿Es asmática?
No.
No.
He examines you further and then says, you have sunstroke.
Tiene una insolación.
You say, is it serious?
¿Es grave?
The doctor says, no, it's not very serious, but you can't go out, you can't leave today.
No. No es muy grave, pero no puede salir hoy.
He leaves you some rehydration salts. Say, thank you, goodbye.
Gracias, adiós.
So again, how would you say, I am here in Spanish?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
But by contrast, how would you say, if it was your name, I'm Paul?
Soy Paul.
Soy Paul.
So there's this important distinction between these two different I ams, one temporary, one far more permanent. How would you say I'm from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
This is the correct form of I am because where you're from is permanent and it will never change. Let's try something slightly different, however. What if you said simply that I am in London?
Estoy en Londres.
Estoy en Londres.
How about today I'm in London?
Hoy estoy en Londres.
Hoy estoy en Londres.
This, of course, is not necessarily a permanent situation. It's something temporary, because you might leave. The word for happy in Spanish is...
Feliz.
Feliz.
How would you say, I am happy?
Estoy feliz.
Estoy feliz.
Now, people feel happy sometimes. They feel sad at other times. So it seems something quite temporary just to say I'm happy. However, you might want to say, I am a happy person. In Spanish, it's less complicated than in English. You simply use the other word for I am happy, and it shows it's something more permanent. So how would you express, I am a happy person?
Soy feliz.
Soy feliz.
How would you say, I'm a happy person, and you?
Soy feliz, ¿y usted?
Soy feliz, ¿y usted?
Using and you is a very easy way to carry on a conversation and to extend it further. So for instance, if you say, I'm from London, and you, how would you say that?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
And how would you actually ask, where are you from? Literally, of where are you?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
Now, as we've used está with a lot of where questions, it's easy to get mixed up with it and want to use it here. But it won't apply. That's because estoy and está are for temporary things, such as where is it? Oh, it's here. Or where are you today? I'm here. But when you're talking about where you're from, it goes into that permanent category. So when you're asking a question of where are you, we'll use that smaller word, es, for it is, he is, she is, and you are. So again, how would you say, of where are you? Where are you from?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
How would someone say, I'm from Spain?
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
I'm from Mexico.
Soy de México.
Soy de México.
I'm from Toronto.
Soy de Toronto.
Soy de Toronto.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
I'm from Sydney.
Soy de Sydney.
Soy de Sydney.
What is to do or to make in Spanish?
Hacer.
Hacer.
And how would you say you do or you make simply by cutting off the R? How would you say that?
Hace.
Hace.
How would you say what do you do?
¿Qué hace?
¿Qué hace?
If you're a man, how would you say I'm a doctor?
Soy doctor.
And if you're a woman, how would you say, I'm a doctor?
Soy doctora.
How would a man say, I'm a professor or I'm a teacher?
Soy profesor.
And if you're a woman saying the same?
Soy profesora.
How about a woman saying, I'm an architect?
Soy arquitecta.
And a man saying the same?
Soy arquitecto.
However, there are some things that don't change at all, whether it's for a man or a woman. An artist is a...
Artista.
Artista.
So how would a man say, I'm an artist?
Soy artista.
And a woman?
Soy artista.
So these belong to a group that stay the same. But the OA rule does affect a lot of things. But you'll get used to where it should and shouldn't be applied as time passes. How would you say, excuse me, where are the toilets?
Perdone, ¿dónde están los servicios?
Perdone, ¿dónde están los servicios?
Excuse me, where is the campsite?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
Excuse me, where's the plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Excuse me, where's the tourist office?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Excuse me, where's the station?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
Excuse me, where's the market?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el mercado?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el mercado?
The market is in front of the cathedral.
El mercado está enfrente de la catedral.
El mercado está enfrente de la catedral.
Remember that está is used for talking about where things are. So the market is in front of the cathedral. What is to understand in Spanish?
Comprender.
Comprender.
And I understand?
Comprendo.
Comprendo.
And I don't understand?
No comprendo.
No comprendo.
I don't understand. Where is the market?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está el mercado?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está el mercado?
And if you don't understand, you might ask someone to repeat something. What is to repeat?
Repetir.
Repetir.
Spelt R-E-P-E-T-I-R. How would you say, can you repeat?
Puede repetir.
Puede repetir.
And can you repeat it?
Puede repetirlo.
Puede repetirlo.
How would you say later in Spanish?
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
Literally, that is more late. What was the word for slow or slowly in Spanish?
Despacio.
Despacio.
So how would you say slower or more slowly?
Más despacio.
Más despacio.
How would you say you formal can speak more slowly?
Puede hablar más despacio.
Puede hablar más despacio.
And can you speak more slowly?
¿Puede hablar más despacio?
¿Puede hablar más despacio?
Can all of you speak more slowly?
¿Pueden hablar más despacio?
¿Pueden hablar más despacio?
How would you say they can't speak more slowly?
No pueden hablar más despacio.
No pueden hablar más despacio.
What is this evening in Spanish? This evening.
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
How would you say this tart or this cake?
Esta tarta.
Esta tarta.
How about I want this cake?
Quiero esta tarta.
Quiero esta tarta.
And how would someone ask you? Anything else?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
How would you ask for a donut in Latin America, simply saying a donut, please.
Una dona, por favor.
How would you ask for the same in Spain?
Un donut, por favor.
How about asking for a baguette in Latin America?
Una baguette.
But in Spain?
Una barra de pan.
How would you ask for a coffee in Spanish? Simply say, a coffee, please.
Un café, por favor.
Un café, por favor.
Two coffees, please.
Dos cafés, por favor.
Dos cafés, por favor.
What is a white wine in Spanish?
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
A bottle of white wine.
Una botella de vino blanco.
Una botella de vino blanco.
A bottle of red wine.
Una botella de vino tinto.
Una botella de vino tinto.
A sandwich.
Un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
A mango.
Un mango.
Un mango.
Two mangoes.
Dos mangos.
Dos mangos.
A kilo of mangoes.
Un kilo de mangos.
Un kilo de mangos.
How would you say, I would like a kilo of mangoes?
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
If you've asked for something like that and it's handed to you, they'll say something along the lines of, here you go, here you are, here you have it. How would they say that?
Aquí tiene.
Aquí tiene.
Here you are. Anything more?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
What is a pear in Spanish? A pear.
Una pera.
Una pera.
And two pears?
Dos peras.
Dos peras.
A kilo of pears.
Un kilo de peras.
Un kilo de peras.
A melon.
Un melón.
Un melón.
Two melons.
Dos melones.
Dos melones.
How would you say, I would like a kilo of mangoes, a kilo of pears, and two melons?
Quisiera un kilo de mangos, un kilo de peras y dos melones.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos, un kilo de peras y dos melones.
Finally, ask how much it all is.
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
How would a man say, I am unwell?
Estoy enfermo.
How would a woman say the same?
Estoy enferma.
What is the word for busy in Spanish?
Ocupado.
Ocupado.
How would a man say, I'm busy?
Estoy ocupado.
And a woman?
Estoy ocupada.
What's the word for tired in Spanish?
Cansado.
Cansado.
How would a man say, I am tired?
Estoy cansado.
And a woman?
Estoy cansada.
Again, how would a man say, I'm ill?
Estoy enfermo.
How would you ask him, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
How would he say, I've been sick?
He vomitado.
He vomitado.
What's the word for fever in Spanish?
Fiebre.
Fiebre.
How would you say, you formal have a fever?
Tiene fiebre.
Tiene fiebre.
And how would you ask, do you have a fever?
Tiene fiebre.
Tiene fiebre.
Say, yes, I have a fever.
Sí, tengo fiebre.
Sí, tengo fiebre.
What is sunstroke in Spanish? More literally, a sunstroke.
Una insolación.
Una insolación.
How would you say, I have sunstroke?
Tengo una insolación.
Tengo una insolación.
What is to find in Spanish?
Encontrar.
Encontrar.
How would you say, I must find, I have to find a doctor?
Tengo que encontrar un doctor.
Tengo que encontrar un doctor.
Ask why.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
Ask, why do you have to find a doctor?
¿Por qué tiene que encontrar un doctor?
¿Por qué tiene que encontrar un doctor?
Say, because I have a fever and I've been sick.
Porque tengo fiebre y he vomitado.
Porque tengo fiebre y he vomitado.
What is to camp in Spanish?
Acampar.
Acampar.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To repeat.
Repetir.
Repetir.
To mark.
Marcar.
Marcar.
To recommend.
Recomendar.
Recomendar.
How would you say, can you recommend a doctor?
¿Puede recomendar un doctor?
¿Puede recomendar un doctor?
And what would be to recommend me?
Recomendarme.
Recomendarme.
Can you recommend me a doctor?
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
How would you say to tell in Spanish?
Decir.
Decir.
And to tell me?
Decirme.
Decirme.
How would you say, can you tell me why?
¿Puede decirme por qué?
¿Puede decirme por qué?
How would a man say, can you tell me why I am ill?
¿Puede decirme por qué estoy enfermo?
How would a woman say the same?
¿Puede decirme por qué estoy enferma?
How would you say it's urgent in Spanish?
Es urgente.
Es urgente.
How would you say he can come here?
Puede venir aquí.
Puede venir aquí.
How would you say immediately in Spanish?
Inmediatamente.
Inmediatamente.
He can come here immediately.
Puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
Puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
How about the doctor can come here immediately?
El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente.
Let's use a rising intonation and turn that into a question. Can the doctor come here immediately?
¿El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente?
¿El doctor puede venir aquí inmediatamente?
What is to go in Spanish?
Ir.
Ir.
I go.
Voy.
Voy.
He goes or he is going.
Va.
Va.
You informal are going.
Vas.
Vas.
you, more than one of you, or they are going.
Van.
Van.
We are going.
Vamos.
Vamos.
And again, he is going.
Va.
Va.
He is going too.
Va.
Va.
He is going to, emphasizing he.
Él va.
Él va.
He's going to come immediately, still emphasizing he.
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
Él va a venir inmediatamente.
What is the word for how much in Spanish?
¿Cuánto?
¿Cuánto?
And what's the very similar word that means when?
¿Cuándo?
¿Cuándo?
How would you say in Spanish, since when?
¿Desde cuándo?
¿Desde cuándo?
If you want to answer this question, for instance, if you want to say, since 2 hours ago, you will literally say, since makes 2 hours. How would you say 2 hours in Spanish?
Dos horas.
Dos horas.
And do you remember how to say since makes?
Desde hace.
Desde hace.
So, how would you say since 2 hours ago or 2 hours ago if you want?
Desde hace 2 horas.
Desde hace 2 horas.
3 hours ago or since 3 hours.
Desde hace 3 horas.
Desde hace 3 horas.
From this point on, we're going to look more closely at Iberian or Castilian Spanish that's spoken in Spain. So far, I've used two native speakers, one from Latin America and one from Spain, so that you've had both forms of pronunciation and any differences in the vocabulary that exist. As you'll have noticed, these differences are in fact incredibly minor, and whichever Spanish you speak, you'll be understood in both locations. However, English speakers tend to find the Spanish from Latin America somewhat easier to pronounce. There are also some rather unique elements to the Spanish spoken in Spain. So what we're going to do from this point onwards is we're just going to have a single native speaker giving the Castilian or Iberian pronunciation. In spite of this, the Spanish I'll be teaching will still be quite usable in Latin America. However, there will be a few instances where I introduce some elements that are unique to Spain. When I do this, I will point out that they are just to be used in Spain. So, what is I can in Spanish?
Puedo. Puedo.
What is you formal can?
Puede. Puede.
What is to say in Spanish?
Decir. Decir.
And to say to me?
Decirme. Decirme.
What is to tell in Spanish?
Decir. Decir.
So as you can hear, To tell and to say in Spanish are the same. So how about to tell me?
Decirme. Decirme.
And to tell it to me?
Decírmelo. Decírmelo.
So, it to me becomes
melo. Melo.
Can he tell me? Can he literally tell it to me?
Puede decírmelo. Puede decírmelo.
Can you informal tell me, tell it to me?
Puedes decírmelo. Puedes decírmelo.
What is to recommend in Spanish?
Recomendar. Recomendar.
How would you say, can you recommend me a doctor?
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor? ¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
If to recommend me is
recomendarme, recomendarme.
How would you say recommend it to me?
Recomendármelo. Recomendármelo.
Can you formal recommend it to me?
Puede recomendármelo. Puede recomendármelo.
Make it into a negative question. Can't you recommend it to me?
¿No puede recomendármelo? ¿No puede recomendármelo?
Why can't you recommend it to me?
¿Por qué no puede recomendármelo? ¿Por qué no puede recomendármelo?
So again, what was to tell in Spanish?
Decir. Decir.
And to tell me?
Decirme. Decirme.
To tell you, when the you is referring to someone you're informal with, to tell you is
decirte. Decirte.
So how would you say, I can tell you?
Puedo decirte. Puedo decirte.
But again, in Spanish, you want to add the it on. So how would you say, I can tell it to you?
Puedo decírtelo. Puedo decírtelo.
So, both times, the lo is simply added on to the end. So you end up with it to me, which is
melo, melo,
and it to you informal, which is
telo, telo,
both of which are easy to pronounce and easy to remember. First one sounds a bit like the mello in marshmallow, and the second a bit like the telo in telephone, or a little bit like that anyway. So, what is we can in Spanish? We can.
Podemos. Podemos.
How would you say we can tell you? Literally, we can tell it to you.
Podemos decírtelo. Podemos decírtelo.
We can't tell you.
No podemos decírtelo. No podemos decírtelo.
We can't tell you today.
No podemos decírtelo hoy. No podemos decírtelo hoy.
What is to recommend?
Recomendar. Recomendar.
And to recommend to me?
Recomendarme. Recomendarme.
To recommend to you.
Recomendarte. Recomendarte.
To recommend it to you.
Recomendártelo. Recomendártelo.
We can't recommend it to you.
No podemos recomendártelo. No podemos recomendártelo.
To send in Spanish, to send is...
Mandar. Mandar.
How would you say to send it to me?
Mandármelo. Mandármelo.
And to send it to you?
Mandártelo. Mandártelo.
How would you say I'm going to send it to you?
Voy a mandártelo. Voy a mandártelo.
I'm going to send it to you this evening.
Voy a mandártelo esta noche. Voy a mandártelo esta noche.
So again, one more time, tell me, what is this evening in Spanish?
Esta noche. Esta noche.
And what is later in Spanish?
Más tarde. Más tarde.
Which is made up of two different words in Spanish. What does the first word mean, do you remember? It's more. The second word, what does that mean in Spanish? The second word means late. Now, if you want to say this afternoon in Spanish, you'll literally say something more or less that means something like this late. So, taking the word late from later and the this from this evening, how would you say this late, which means this afternoon?
Esta tarde. Esta tarde.
How would you say, I'm going to send it to you this afternoon?
Voy a mandártelo esta tarde. Voy a mandártelo esta tarde.
What is he is going to in Spanish?
Va. Va.
You, informal, are going to.
Vas a. Vas a.
You, more than one of you, are going to.
Van a. Van a.
They are going to.
Van a. Van a.
Finally, the odd one out, we are going to.
Vamos a. Vamos a.
How would you say in Spanish, we are going to send it to you this afternoon?
Vamos a mandártelo esta tarde. Vamos a mandártelo esta tarde.
So again, what is it to me in Spanish?
Melo. Melo.
And it's to you, informal?
Telo. Telo.
The word for them in Spanish, them, is...
Los. Los.
And again, what was it to me in Spanish?
Melo. Melo.
How do you think you'd say them to me?
Melos. Melos.
So as you can see, it simply takes the position of it. So one more time, what is it to me in Spanish?
Melo. Melo.
And them to me?
Melos. Melos.
How would you say he is going to in Spanish?
Va. Va.
And he is going to send them to me.
Va a mandármelos. Va a mandármelos.
How about I'm going to send them to you?
Voy a mandártelos. Voy a mandártelos.
I'm not going to send them to you.
No voy a mandártelos. No voy a mandártelos.
What is I have to in Spanish? I have to.
Tengo que. Tengo que.
And you, formal, must?
Tiene que. Tiene que.
You must send them to me later.
Tiene que mandármelos más tarde. Tiene que mandármelos más tarde.
You must send them to me this afternoon.
Tiene que mandármelos esta tarde. Tiene que mandármelos esta tarde.
So one more time. What is it to me in Spanish? It to me?
Melo. Melo.
And it to you, informal?
Telo. Telo.
It to you, formal, is...
Celo. Celo.
So here we have three different ways of saying it to someone. It to me, which was...
Melo. Melo.
It to you, informal, which was...
Telo. Telo.
And it to you, formal, which is...
Celo. Celo.
So how would you say, I'm going to send it to you, formal?
Voy a mandárselo. Voy a mandárselo.
I'm going to send it to you this afternoon.
Voy a mandárselo esta tarde. Voy a mandárselo esta tarde.
How about I'm going to send them to you this afternoon?
Voy a mandárselos esta tarde. Voy a mandárselos esta tarde.
Again, what was it to you formal?
Celo. Celo.
Now, fortunately in Spanish, this also means it to him and it to her. So, how would you say, I'm going to send it to him later?
Voy a mandárselo más tarde. Voy a mandárselo más tarde.
How about I'm going to send it to her later?
Voy a mandárselo más tarde. Voy a mandárselo más tarde.
So once more, what is to say or to tell in Spanish?
Decir. Decir.
To recommend.
Recomendar. Recomendar.
To send.
Mandar. Mandar.
To give in Spanish, to give is...
Dar. Dar.
So how would you say,